6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome back to the channel. Today we are breaking down all the huge news from the Nintendo Direct. Yes, the Nintendo Switch 2 is real. It is coming soon, and we finally have all the details, the release date, the price, new features, game chat, launch games. It's all here. Let's dive in. All right, let's start with the basics. The Switch 2 officially launches on June 5th, 2025. The base model is priced at $449, but you are able to get a bundle with Mario Kart World for $499. Pre-orders open on April 9th, 2025. And I have to say that if you're worried about stock shortages or scalpers, Nintendo, in a way, has kind of given an enormous middle finger to scalpers with the Nintendo Switch 2, in that they have finally a My Nintendo Store registration system where you can sign up for a chance to early pre-order with an invitation. And some of the requirements for that basically make it impossible for scalpers to obtain one. You have to have like 50 hours of gameplay on a Nintendo Switch device, have had a Nintendo Switch membership for I think like the last 12 months. So basically, you're just not going to see people do that because it totally destroys any of the profit you would make from a scalped system. You know, some of the rumors and leaks we've heard too about Nintendo's production and why the Switch 2 didn't come out last year, which everybody kind of thought was going to be the case, was so that they could beef up the production of the system to have a lot more available ready to go, because they saw with the Switch 1, it sold out very quickly and a lot more people wanted it. So with that, now we think we're going to be getting more. So it's, you know, super cool. Let's talk a little bit about the specs that were totally announced today. Some of this we already kind of knew, but they kind of dove back in. They dove back into it a little bit today. The Switch 2 is going to have that 7.9 inch LCD screen with 1080p resolution in handheld mode, and when docked, it supports up to 4K at 60 FPS. I'll be honest, I did not think that was going to be the case. I just didn't think we were going to get a 4K dock. I know people have been talking about it in leaks and everything, but I don't know. I just didn't think that was going to actually be the case. But hey, it's here, so awesome. This thing's a little bit beefier. If you look at some of the you know, other big YouTubers that talk about, you know, handheld devices and stuff like that. I think everyone's kind of genuinely pleased with the power that we're going to be getting with the Switch 2. The Joy-Cons seem to have also gotten a big upgrade too. Not only do they now attach magnetically instead of sliding onto rails, they even have that mouse control so you can put it on the side and use it as like a cursor on your screen like a PC. Storage-wise, we're getting 256 gigs of internal space, and it is now expandable via micro SD Express cards. So, you know, that's a little bit different than your normal micro SD card, but it is also a lot more powerful. It's a lot faster, but those are also a little more expensive than like a normal micro SD card. So give or take, you know, I think it's going to be one of those things early on. Of course, it's probably going to be a little bit more expensive, but then suddenly you're going to have a huge number of people buying more of these micro SD Express cards. So maybe that'll become the new industry standard. Just kind of have to wait and see with the price of that. It also is going to have 3D spatial sound, which is going to make game environments a lot more immersive. Kind of cool. And then an interesting twist, you know, Nintendo loves to keep, you know, all the things, anytime they do an upgrade, right? You know, you look at the DS cartridges, they were just the black square ones, and then we switched to the white ones with that little nub in there. And this time, apparently, the cartridges are the exact same size, but now they're going to be red colored game cartridges for the physical releases. I think it's kind of cool. I don't think that's going to affect backwards compatibility at all or anything like that. But of course, you know, immediately you're going to have people say, well, what happens if you plug a Switch 2 cartridge into Switch 1? Of course, we'll have to wait and see until that comes out. The mysterious C button was finally released, and it's going to be game chat. So it's a chat button. They now have this, you know, it's just right there, right below the right Joy-Con. And then you can kind of have like your own little Discord channel, game chat. There's also a camera you can buy if you really want to. That'll plug into the USB-C port at the top of the Switch, because the Switch 2 now has two USB-C ports on it. And it looks like it's going for around $50 if you want to chat directly with your friends. I will say in the video, it didn't look that high quality, and I honestly don't think a lot of people are going to be doing that. But hey, who knows? Maybe it'll take off and everyone will be super into it, but I just don't see it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about accessories. There's the Pro Controller for $80. It's been redesigned with an audio jack. It's got that C button as well. Now it has additional back buttons, which is pretty cool. You know, seeing Nintendo dive into a little more pro gamer type stuff. If you want to have, maybe they'll be programmable. We don't know yet exactly what they do, or if just some games are going to have extra control options. They didn't say in the trailer, but some people have confirmed that a lot of the other controllers and things from Switch 1 will carry over to Switch 2. So that's pretty cool. Now the part we've all been waiting for, the games. First up, the big launch title is Mario Kart World, and it is going to be priced at $80. I know, it sounds steep. It's going to be the new industry standard. It seems like we've been heading that way. People have been talking that Grand Theft Auto 6, when it launches this year, it might be a $100 game, which is crazy, but that's just the way it is. But with Mario Kart World, it looks honestly pretty awesome. It's sort of like a free roam mode. It has up to 24 player online races. It looks pretty cool.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Already submitted my interest, which is how you kind of pre-order through that My Nintendo portion, and you can get the bundle, or you can get it without it. I did the bundle. That way, I know, as much as I love physical media, I think I'll just go ahead and get the digital version, since it is a way to save like $30. Then they showed a ton of big games, a lot of third-party stuff, and a lot of first-party stuff. The biggest game, I would say, or at least the one I felt like in the chat I was in, you know, on YouTube, it seemed the one everyone went the most bananas for, was Donkey Kong Bonanza, which is coming out July 17th. It's a brand new 3D Donkey Kong platformer, something everyone has been waiting for decades at this point, which sounds crazy. Had very Mario Odyssey vibes to it. I think it looked, honestly, it looked great. And I'm not the biggest Donkey Kong fan, but I will probably check that out. Another game, back from the dead, if you want it, is Kirby Air Riders. Yes, it is back, and it is directed by Masahiro Sakurai, and it is also coming later in 2025. Of course, you know, he's the guy who's worked on all these Smash Brothers games. I honestly was, that's the one that to me was the most shocking, just because they started with Mario Kart, and for years it's felt like Nintendo didn't even want to touch F-Zero or Kirby Air Ride or any, you know, Diddy Kong Racing, any of their other racing franchises, because they felt like it would detract from Mario Kart. And today they started with Mario Kart and also finished essentially with a racing game. So that was pretty awesome. They did show off Zelda Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom enhanced editions, and talked about some other games that were going to be having these enhanced editions as well, with 4K visuals, 60 frames per second. That's something that has been rumored for a long time. I didn't think they would actually showcase it right from the get-go. I also didn't know if they were going to do like an upgrade path like you've had on PlayStation, but they showed it in the Switch 2 launch trailer. So honestly, generally this reveal today, I felt was really good. I mean, I felt like the sentiment coming out of this thing is everyone was very excited and hyped for the Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Of course, you know, it has better graphics than the Switch version, which we got last week with that final Switch kind of send-off direct. And but now with the mouse mode, you can have mouse aiming, which I think a lot of people are really going to like that. It's really going to expand first-person shooters or just shooters in general. If you want to play with a mouse, you now can on the go. I think it's such a good idea. We got Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. So at least we are getting a new Zelda game this year. And just like the other Hyrule Warrior games, it looked awesome. It's taking a take on the Imprisoning War. I think it's going to be doing it via the Tears of the Kingdom, obviously, Breath of the Wild timeline, which all they've said is, you know, supposed to be separate from the other one. So it's not going to be like the Imprisoning War we've heard about in A Link to the Past and, you know, Ocarina of Time and all that stuff. But looks pretty awesome. And then Elden Ring. Tarnished Edition, which includes the full game, expansions. It's also coming. That's a game that I have been saying for a long time I believed would come to Switch 2 in its launch. Some other big third-party games are like Street Fighter 6. I'm very excited for that. I will be buying that for sure when it launches. Bravely Default is getting a HD remaster, and I think it's launch day of the Switch 2. There was a Final Fantasy 7 remake is coming. It's awesome. The lineup today, I think, was very, very good. Everyone seemed very excited about it online and in the live chat on YouTube. Last but not least, the expansion to the Nintendo Switch Online service, including GameCube. Yes, we are finally getting GameCube, and they even showed The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker running on the system and said that it will also have an upscaled visual. So I don't know exactly. I mean, who knows? Maybe they just ripped off the Dolphin emulator. I don't know how they're going to be doing it, but some good and some bad with that. Good. It's great. We're getting GameCube games. They showed F-Zero GX as well. And, you know, bad because I think everyone was really hoping for that Wind Waker HD port. Maybe down the line we'll get that, but certainly not anytime soon because they were going to want everyone to go get into the GameCube version. Some big things I thought we would see. I really thought we would see the big next 3D Mario game, but it seems like now is the time to do the Donkey Kong game. And you that way you can your Mario focus can be Super Mario Kart World. And maybe that's your big Mario game, your big launch game. I think, you know, Nintendo had a very poor launch with the Wii U, and they've definitely learned their lesson with Switch. Had a great launch with Tears of the Kingdom, and that Super Mario Odyssey was coming. I feel like the lineup is very good, and we still have like the summer. Like there still may be other big games from Nintendo that are coming soon that we don't know about, even that could come out this year. You know, Pokemon Legends is going to be coming out. So a lot of big games, and there were some other games that they didn't showcase that necessarily were going to be getting a Switch 2 upgrade. Like, to me, the one that needs it more than any game on the Switch 1 library, the biggest game was Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. They might just skip that because they're going to want everyone to get the next new Pokemon game, which is coming out this year. So I don't know for certain if we will be getting an upgrade for that. But so really, that's about everything we know so far with the Switch 2. New hardware, upgraded Joy-Cons, Game Chat, Mario Kart World, a packed lineup of upcoming games. It's looking like a very solid next step for Nintendo. So as always, thanks for watching, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.